Welcome to Aware. We are dedicated to communicating information that inspires your positive growth and change. Are you interested in a peaceful planet? Are you interested in optimal health? Are you living with purpose? Are you enjoying your life? We realize each person can make a difference, and our mission is to empower your awareness. The choices that you make in every moment shape your life, and we encourage you to realize that you have your own answers and to always listen to your own truth. We invite you to stay aware. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Aware Show. It's Lisa Garr. Great to be with you all today. So I have a couple questions for you. How many people listening have had any experience with channeling or have ever been to maybe a channeling experience? How many people have ever prayed to an angel or prayed to God or prayed in any way to another deity or another being? How many people are open to this conversation? Well, Doreen Virtue is open to this conversation because she's been having this conversation for the past 25 years. I mean, really, it's been all her life, about the communication with angels. And she works with the angelic realm. And she has her PhD in psychology, but she's also been a lifelong clairvoyant and appeared on Oprah and The View and CNN and so many different programs. Welcome to the show, Doreen. Thanks for joining me.
Hi, it's really good to be with you.
Great to have you back as usual. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good. I'm here in Sydney, Australia, where I'm giving workshops, and I'm glad to be connecting with you on the other side of the world.
Oh my goodness, you're in Australia. Wow.
Yeah. Well,
you're going to be here soon. You're going to be doing the I Can Do It conference here in Pasadena.
Exactly.
Soon.
Exactly, yeah. And of course, Southern California, my home area.
Yay.
So it's always good to return to Southern California. And I just love connecting right now because there's such important messages coming through, and so many people who I talk to are aware that these issues are real and they want to know what can I do about them. So,
well,
I feel like these workshops are more like light worker meetings than anything.
Interesting. Well, I know there are people that are resonating with that right now. When
yeah.
you, so it's 6 a.m. in Australia. When you wake up in the morning, do you have a ritual where you connect or communicate, or do you receive most of your information in the morning, or how does that?
Thank you. I receive the information, all day long, and I'm basically connecting with them as I go through the day. And at night, of course, they take me in an even deeper way and give me downloads. So when I wake up in the morning, I just process it consciously. So I just review the dreams I had and review the messages I got and bring them up to a very conscious level.
And so you said that there are messages that are coming in right now that are, is it the people that people are asking these questions or that you're getting communication about these questions, and what are they?
It's both. I mean, I've always received information for myself and for the world. When I was a little girl, my main guide took me on journeys and would show me the future and showed me other planets, you know, other beings on other planets, and showed me all sorts of things. And as a little girl, it was very frightening. I would wake up and I'd be crying because I didn't understand it.
And
most of my life, I didn't understand what was going on because there wasn't the Aware Show, and there wasn't, you know, I Can Do It. And
right.
And my mom and dad are extremely spiritual, but they weren't clairvoyant, and they didn't have these experiences. So part of what I do is help other people who are having these odd experiences to normalize them. The other thing is to bring through these messages because they're important for people personally and globally. And they're right. I mean, sometimes I bring them through and I don't know what they're saying, but then it gets corroborated and validated right away. And I think, you know, there's no way I could have known this stuff. It's just coming through me.
Yeah, how do you know that these messages are coming from a different realm, and what is that anyway? I mean, we have, you and I have really intimate conversations when we talk on our teleseminars because I know that audience is enrolled and already knows this conversation. But when we're on public radio, sometimes I do need to introduce people to this conversation, and there's people that have also followed you for years. So we get to have both of those conversations in one.
I think it's good to be skeptical because, you know, you don't want to just accept everything hook, line, and sinker. There are people out there calling themselves channelers who, in my opinion, are just channeling their own ego, you know, and then there's a lot of us who are genuine, who are bringing through higher messages that the beings who consist of angels and also some very benevolent beings from other star systems, you know, like the Sirians, and you know, they care about Mother Earth, they care about us personally, they love us, and they want us to take action that will help us all to be happy, healthy, and our species and our planet to survive a long time.
But you just said something very important. Benevolent beings from other star systems. What? Explain that. That sounds, what is that? That is interesting, well, and great.
Because, you know, as we know, you know, with this, of course, the landing on Mars recently and such, we know that that was us being a UFO going to another planet. And there's beings who've been coming to our planet since before humans were here who are very, very highly evolved, and they have high technology, and they have love in their hearts for us. And also, our planet affects their planets, and so they deeply care that we survive, not only for our own sake, but because it affects them. So they're watching out for us. They're hovering over at all times. Their technology is so high that they can affect us, and they have a lot of information for us. Right now, the main information I'm getting from the angels and these other beings has to do with us getting off of nuclear power, oil, and coal ASAP. And they said because there's such high financial interest for the few people on the planet who control all that, They said it's up to us individually to take charge of it and for us individually to get on solar ASAP. And they said that they will make sure we're all reimbursed, you know, and they'll help pay for it because they have the ability to make things happen. And they said they'd like us all to do things like get socially active. And the interesting message that just came in, they said, in your city, there are buildings that have the lights on all night long, you know, very big buildings. And they said they want us to speak up and get involved to get those lights off at night in different wastes of energy that we see in our community, that we can all do that. So they're very much into activism, and I love that because it gives us a sense of power and hope that we need right now.
Wow. And that's very interesting. There's different cities who are passing laws that now have, they fine companies to have their lights on after 8 p.m. because they're trying
to.
I know, I ran into that situation in the valley the other day, and because of the, you know, the extreme heat in the valley, they're trying to save power. But that's good news. I mean, there are things being done. In terms of, so the alternative energies, meaning solar, and are there any other types of energies?
Yeah. Well, there is. There's free energy, and of course, this goes back to Nikola Tesla, and even before that, where there's this amazing alternative to nuclear, coal, and oil, but the people who make money off of those type of fuels are not allowing free energy to come through. It's, you know, to me, that's very selfish and evil. But if we waste our time getting mad about that, we're literally wasting our time. You know, the alternative is we've got to just take charge ourselves. And they said if each of us would just unplug as much as we could, that will force the issue. So people are telling me, you know, they don't know how. I'm sending them to a website called Lemans, LEHMANS.com, which is a wonderful website that's got supplies for getting off the grid.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you can even go on Amazon and you can find things like a solar power charger for your cell phone. You know, anything you can do helps. Just unplug and plug and plug and then teach others how to do it. And slowly but surely, we can make it not profitable for the nuclear oil guys.
Wow, fascinating. And so this is just a conversation that has, you know, we've taken place on KPFK for a long time, but it's coming from all angles at this point, which is a great conversation.
This, you know, this goes back to the beginning of 2001. The angel said to me, when there was going to be an invasion on the U.S.'s part into the Middle East. They said there are no weapons of mass destruction. They are just going there for oil, and they're building a giant pipeline. And I used to tell people this, and they'd say, oh, no, no, there's these terrorists that we have to go get. And I said, no, 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 the politicians are lying. This has nothing to do with weapons of mass destruction. Believe me, they're going to do one country after another to build one long oil pipeline. And the angels were telling me, get them to stop this. Get them to stop this. And I say, how do I do this? You know, I'm one angel lady. And so it's been very kind of frustrating to be given these assignments and to say, what can I do? All I can do is give the information and the message. And occasionally, like when I was in Norway a month ago and I started talking about this to a group there, a woman in the audience knew someone in the energy industry there, because Norway is one of the biggest nuclear places in the world, and they also are one of the wealthiest countries in the world. And so the angel said, you have to talk about this to them. Sure enough, someone was in the audience who was in the industry and who has got something in motion. So you never know who's listening to your show, who can help.
Right. Absolutely. Well, there's incredible people listening to the show, and they've listened for a long time. And you have an amazing following as well. So people understand when you say something that there's energy behind it. And most of the time, it's ahead of its time. You were on before talking about communication that was coming through about empowering people to be able to take charge on their own, and that things were going to get worse before they got better. And that was a little while ago. Are we still in that place?
Well, right now the angels have got us in a resting place, R-E-S-T-I-N-G. They want us all to take really good care of our bodies and to rest as much as possible, because they've shown me that starting October, November, December, all of us are going to be called into even more action than we've been. And it's not to be afraid, but it's a time to really just get yourself strong, get yourself rested. And if you feel like you're stuck right now, don't worry about it. It's part of that resting energy. In terms of the world and what you were just mentioning, yeah, there's going to be things that happen that are going to be upsetting. You know, there's a place in America right now where they can't get fresh water. India went down on its electricity just a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. That kind of thing's going to be more prevalent. So it's time to prepare, but from a place of love and common sense. So I am telling people the angel message to get a solar power generator together, learn how to do mind-to-mind communication with your kids and loved ones and friends. Practice it right now. For instance, just say, today at 2 o'clock, let's send each other mental messages and then compare notes, because the Internet's going to go down, cell phones are going to go down, telephones are going to go down. Temporarily is what they show me, and then it'll come back up, and then they'll go down. So it's best just to learn how to go around that right now. And, you know, get yourself prepared. Get a lot of dried food that doesn't require refrigeration or freezing. It's always smart, especially in where you are in California with all the earthquakes. Get a bunch of water. Get the ability to turn salt water and chlorine water into drinking water. There's, you go on Lemons, you'll find L-E-H-M-E and S again. You'll find, you know, little machines that can do that. And, again, don't do it from a place of fear. It's not like those people in Montana who've got the militia, you know, all the guns and everything. It's not like that. It's about just being in common sense. There's earth changes that have been happening more and more lately, and they will continue to happen.
What about the earth movement in terms of earthquakes and so forth. Have you got any communication about that?
This is what they've said. You know, they're about love. They don't want anyone to go into fear or ruin today, because your life purpose is to be happy. And so you can't go around being all worried about tomorrow, or you'll miss the mark of your purpose. But at the same time, it's important to have your eyes open. They said that it's very much like the earth has cancer. And with cancer, there's three ways to deal with it. And one is you can ignore it and hope it goes away. The second way is you can be very, very, very aggressive about it and ruin quality of life. And the third way is to use a natural and spiritual approach. And that's what they're recommending that we do with our mother, her body, you know, Mother Earth. So they want us to visualize her well. They want us to definitely do prayers and send light into her core. and thank her for being stabilized in a very gentle way. And then natural ways, of course, include all of us doing what I'm sure all of your listeners do, recycle, reuse, and reduce as much as we possibly can. It does make a difference. Doing things like, you know, being very aware of what you eat and how it affects the grid, reducing our carbon footprint. Because they've said that since the beginning of time, there's been shudders and earthquakes and floods and tornadoes. I mean, anyone who is a scholar of history can tell you that. It's nothing new. It does seem to be that we're in a cycle where they're increased, and things will continue to happen. And that's why it's just a really good idea to be smart and prepare.
Well, wonderful. Okay, well, that's always a good thing. We have like an old motorhome in the driveway, and it's time to charge up the batteries. That's
definitely
a good source
of,
yeah.
The angels, they, if you listen, if you keep a clear, sober mind, the angels will tell you where to be and when to be, and you'll miss all that stuff. You know, you'll be one of those people with the great story who was in the right place at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
Listen.
And that you could help other people. And it's for me, it's all in the name of service. So, all right, you're actually a new book out called Mary, Queen of Angels. And I would love to find out what that's about. I mean, it's brand new, isn't it?
Well, it's brand new, and it's a labor of love. It took me probably 3 or 4 years to write the book because I have so much respect for Mother Mary. I work with her so closely. And I'm not of a Catholic background, so I was really, really respectful of those who are, who have, you know, even that great historical connection with her. This came out of my fascination with what they call Marian sites, because I travel around the world, and there are places in the world that are very, very connected with Marian sightings and Marian healings, and I've visited quite a few of them. And at these places, I would see people being wheeled up in gurneys, and I saw people who had hope on their face and hope in their heart and a lot of light in their aura. And I did research about scientifically verified healings at these places, and I thought, I have to research this and talk to people who've had healings by calling on Mother Mary. And Lisa, it's the energy of the mother, which is what she represents. She represents Isis. She represents Athena. She represents all the maternal energy that has been banished from religion and banished from even governments since, you know, eons, since Constantine, really. It used to be that the Lord's Prayer, when Jesus was around, would start off by saying, "Our Mother, Father, God," and would acknowledge that creation always requires a mother and a father. But when Constantine came around, because he had such an unhealthy relationship with his mother, who's Saint Helen, and who Mount St. Helens named after, interestingly, the volcano, he made God into a single father. He translated the Bible, as we all know. But he took out the mother, and it's just not right to have just a patriarchal creator, because creation requires both male and female energies. So Mary represents the bringing back and the balancing of patriarchal with matriarchal energy. She is here so, so strong with all of us. She cares so deeply for us like a good, loving mother does. And anyone can call on her. I'm a good case. You don't have to be Catholic. You just call on her. And these stories in Mary, Queen of Angels are so beautiful, because when she comes, you smell roses when none are around. And most people see this blue light that is so interesting, because I've been working with the blue light since the people of, the beings of the star system Sirius have been in contact with me. Sirius is the blue star that's larger than our sun, that the Earth is downstream from. And these deities I work with are all blue, like Mother Mary, Archangel Michael. I work with Krishna. I work with Blue Tara. And, I mean, we're considered to be the blue planet. It really is time for us to acknowledge these other benevolent beings who love us, including Mother Mary, who are as real as you and I, and who all we have to do is ask for their help, and then they can help us, because they, of course, respect our free will.
So when they're coming in, I'm just listening. I was deeply listening. The blue star planet, Sirius, is communicating with, I got totally blown away when you just said it's time for us to recognize the fact that they are here.
Yes, they are. It's so interesting because, you know, many, many people, and I'm sure a lot of your listeners who believe in UFOs and such, and I don't get into that whole discussion of grays and reptilians and the scary beings, because I really believe that the beings who are coming to us are angelic. They are one with us, you know, one with God's light and love, and who want us to thrive. And they are here to help us, and they're not here to scare us or destroy us. It's actually the same being, the same humans that I was talking about earlier who control nuclear, coal, and oil, and medicine. And they are keeping all of this a secret because they don't want us to get in touch with high technology or the cure to cancer, which these beings have already brought to us, and cures for other diseases. So they're doing two things. They're making it a secret, or they are trying to scare us by saying these are bad beings who are evil and, you know, want to take over our planet. And that's not true at all. These are very, very high-vibrating beings.
One of the listeners is asking, if they are high-vibrating beings, why don't they help us more?
They do help us. They help us etherically, but the selfish people who, you know, want to make money off of everything are actually at war with the beings with UFOs. They try and shoot them down, and, you know, they have already.
So they, well, then why would they allow wars and so forth and destruction on our planet? The listener is also asking that.
The wars are artificially created by the selfish people because they want to have more oil because we're running out of oil. Everyone on this planet, except for the selfish beings, who are probably, I don't want to sound, I mean, it's probably, you know, just a few hundred people who are running the planet into the ground with wars and nuclear, coal, and oil. And there's millions of the rest of us who all want peace and a clean planet.
Right, right.
And that includes the beings from Sirius and Arcturus and Pleiades. These are beautiful, beautiful, high-vibrating beings. Hmm. Everyone wants the same thing, peace and love and a clean planet. The only people who don't are these several hundred people who are making money off of the opposite. And that includes that they're blocking the ETs from coming here.
It was really well described in the movie Thrive. If anybody's seen that movie, what you're talking about, they've documented and shown in various ways through history. Have you seen that movie? It's exactly what you're talking about.
I saw it after I started talking about this. Everyone started emailing me and say, oh, my God, you sound like the movie Thrive. And I did see that, and I do agree with most of it. Some of it's fear-based. I don't. What I more resonate with is the researcher, Dr. Stephen Greer, G-R-E-E-R, who's going to be speaking in Southern California in September for his new movie, Sirius. And it blew me away. His research is exactly with what I'm getting down. He's a channeler, too. So I'd love to see you get him on your program.
Interesting. Oh, right. That's right. He's been on, Coast before. He's spoken before Congress. Interesting.
Yeah. So I hope to meet him someday. Because he's channeling. And also Dolores Cannon, C-A-N-N-O-N, is getting the same information I am. Those are the two I resonate with the most.
Interesting. Well, this is one of those conversations where it does only exist on a radio show like The Aware Show. And the way that you deliver this information is so pure and a matter of fact. And I happen to know that your Hay House is one of their best-selling authors because you have information that people know to be true. And talking about it on the radio is, I mean, it's a huge leap of faith, too. But the listeners then come to this show right now, and you're here right now listening to this for a reason, because somehow you resonated with it, your vibration matched this information, and it's really, I mean, it's great, sparking a lot of great questions right now with the listeners. What do you feel about karma? That's a great question. What do you feel about karma, Doreen, coming in from
I actually created an audio called Karma Balancing. And the information they gave me is that karma, of course, is real. It's law of cause and effect. But you can go above it. They showed me karma is very much like the ozone layer around the earth. If you're on earth, you get caught in its web. But you can rise above it by going to this place of calling on the angels, particularly the Archangel Raziel, R-A-Z-I-E-L, because if you're going to balance karma, you have to do it in every direction of time, because you have all these other lives happening simultaneously. So it's not just about, for instance, your present mother and father. It's about every mother and father your soul has ever had and ever will have. It's about every experience you've ever had and ever will have. So my karma balancing, I sound like I'm plugging an ad, but I'm not. it's the simplest way to do it is just go to iTunes and download my karma balancing, or get the CD from Hay House or Amazon, because it takes you through every possible way you could have been killed or hurt or emotionally or physically in every lifetime. Just goes whoop and clears them all with the angels. And it's very
wow. Strange. What about recreating it, where in this lifetime?
Recreating it. Okay, so at the risk of sounding like a commercial, I don't like it when people do that, but I've done this work already and I've recorded it. I've got one called Manifesting with the Angels, which is, it's called a progression. There's regressions where you go, what the appearance is back in time, but it's just other lifetimes that are simultaneous. A progression is where you go apparently future in time, but it's simultaneous in time. So progression is where you go to your higher self and you ask it, what is your highest vision for my life in the future? And then you connect with that. Like you just said, you go to that level and your higher self will lead the way and it will show you, for instance, that it wants you to treat your body with fresh organic foods. It wants you to do yoga. It wants you to meditate. It wants you to hang out with people who are high vibrational, because that's a big message for everyone right now is that there's this split happening where there's people who are walking the path, getting more sensitive, getting more compassionate, more heart open, and then there's people who are afraid of that path, who are closing their heart more and going deeper into their addictions and darkness and becoming meaner. And those of us who are working the path of the open heart, we have to say goodbye to those who are closing their heart right now. We can pray for them, we can love them, be role models for them, but we at the moment cannot hang out with them. So we've got to make a big, big leap from those dark relationships that are draining you. And the angels will help you with that.
Well, that's a great piece of advice, too, because people listening know exactly what you're talking about, know where they have embraced that dark part of them, and now you're having the opportunity for people to move that out and make the light part larger, greater.
Right.
And that's
so,
what's supported now in the universe. Yeah.
They need our help, but you can't be with people who are pulling you down and off your path. If you're with someone who's complaining all the time, or is playing the victim, and who has no intention of moving out of it with action, say goodbye to them. Don't spend time with them on the phone or the email or Facebook or in person. You can't afford to do so. And I know that sounds kind of cold.
Yeah.
But it's what the angels have told me.
Well, will they then rise to their higher selves if you're not enabling them?
Hopefully. Hopefully they will.
Interesting.
Yeah, hopefully. We pray that they will. But if you hang out with people like that, it's like being in a bar with a bunch of people smoking cigarettes. It's just low energy and it's toxic for the person who's trying to be on their path.
We want to have compassion, but that's, to help them out and to offer help and see if they move to it. All right. There's a lot of listeners calling in, so I'm going to move to listener calls in just a moment. My guest is Doreen Virtue. To ask a question to Doreen Virtue. Is this okay, Doreen?
I would love to talk to your listener.
Great. Okay. Great questions coming in. These are deep. Hold on a second here. We've got Joan from North Hollywood. Hey, Joan, how are you?
Hey, great. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Absolutely. You're a regular listener, right?
Yes, I am.
Yes, you are. I've taken your call before. Hi, Joan.
Yes. Thank you.
So what is your question?
And I wanted to ask, since Doreen, you mentioned the Syrian beings, and I just wanted to ask, are you familiar with the Dogon tribe, the black ancient African tribe that exists today, that has had a relationship over eons before we even count time with the Syrians?
Yeah, I just want to say
this as an African American, I want to hear more from everyone, people who consider themselves white, who are really, black. All of our genetics go back to Africa, as the scientists state. I want to hear you all more, and especially in this time when acknowledge the history that Europeans began to call prehistory, that is well documented by spiritualists of all continents and colors. So,
and Doreen was mentioning that she wrote a book on this.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wrote a book called Goddesses and Angels because I'm very connected to the mermaids and Atlantis. And so I wrote about Mitochondrial Eve, which is the oldest DNA we can find that every woman has a connection to in her DNA goes back to Africa. And the Dogons, of course, are from Africa. It looks like the portal from Sirius where life came in, of beings who are connected to water was in Africa. And the Dogons say that not only did these beings with fish tail come down and teach them how to harvest grain and, gave them a lot of technology, information they could not have known otherwise, such as the trinary system of Sirius. So it's interesting that Sirius is considered to be binary by some, but many of us believe it's a third star. And if you go on Google Sky, Sirius is blocked out, just like the government buildings are blocked out on Google Earth. There's a lot of information about Sirius that secret societies have always known to get power from. And there's people like myself and Dr. Stephen Greer and Dolores Cannon who are trying to get the information out to the rest of us because the Syrians are trying to help us. One of the ways they help us is by sending us light. And if you just meditate on or wear royal blue light, it can bring power through. It's one of the reasons why all successful businesses, almost 100%, have logos that are cobalt blue and have cobalt blue on police cars and such, because it's a power color. You know, it's Archangel Michael power color. And so it's the way that all of us can get that power that we need right now.
Interesting. Very interesting. How is that particular planet blocked out on Google Sky? Isn't it like the brightest star out there?
It's the brightest star. It's brighter than our own sun, yes. And it's close to us, you know, relatively speaking. On Google Earth, if you've gone on, it's got all the buildings. They put little blurry blobs over government buildings, and they did the same over Sirius. They put like this cutout thing over Sirius so you can't see it.
Interesting.
I mean, yeah, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but there are things happening that some humans are trying to control, but the rest of us are like, seriously? No, we don't think so. I mean, there's more of us than there are the selfish beings, so we can bypass their little games like this.
Oh, well,
I mean, right now, all of us are tapped in.
Okay.
All of us know what the truth is and not. And it's really important to trust. When you think you're being fooled, manipulated, or lied to, I guarantee you are. Trust that feeling and take action on it.
Okay. Wow, great question. Okay, next question coming in from, I think it's Michael in Redlands. Do you have a question for Doreen Virtue?
Hi, Doreen, and thank you, Lisa, for the program. I wanted to find out how you feel, Doreen, about the relationship between the meaning that is being conveyed in the New England, crop circles with respect to the Mayan pictograms that they have indicated there in those fields and how that relate to December 21st.
Thanks.
Okay. Yep. I do believe that many of the crop circles are from our friends who are not of the earth. There are some crop circles that were faked, but they're a whole different, they were messy and they don't look like the precise crop circles that even the wheat where the crop circles occur have a different protein content. And they happen within 3 seconds, they're done. So a lot of the crop circles lately show planetary lineups to actually give us date stamps. One of them points to, I believe, it's September 19th, when there will be a lineup of Uranus square Pluto. And when that happened the last time, the Great Depression occurred. And my friends who are astrology experts say that when Uranus goes square to Pluto, the inner rebel in us comes out. And they said we're already starting to see this with the Occupy movement and, unfortunately, with some of the shootings that are happening, where people will just say, hey, I'm Rebel Without a Cause. So those of us who are on the path of peace, we've got to detox violence from our own homes. The angels are, I know this will offend some people, but I'm speaking my truth. The angels are deeply, deeply worried, or they don't worry, but they're concerned about violent video games in people's homes being a portal of shooting and violent energy. So they've asked us for the time being to stop the use of violent video games, to stop watching violent movies, TV shows, and watch and reading violent books. They want us to detox violence out of our homes as a way of making sure that when the Pluto goes square to Uranus, that this knee-jerk reaction of violence isn't the path we take. They said that's not what's going to heal the Earth. What's going to heal the Earth is us speaking up with things like Your Aware Show, with petitions. They say petitions really, really work. And, using the pen and the voice instead of the gun.
And the Internet. Very good.
Internet, yeah. So right. In terms of December... Michael, they do say that we're at a fork in the road. The planet Earth will continue. She's not going anywhere. But humanity is in a precarious situation, and a large part of humanity could leave if we allow the violent streak to continue. It happened in Atlantis. Atlantis went down because we allowed this very, very small people in government to go into warfare. They had crystal weapons back then that they used. And it imploded our continent and made it sink. So a lot of Atlanteans are back to make sure that doesn't happen again. It's time for us all to speak up. Now, what's going on is the people who are selfish are trying to divert our attention by making the economy bad so that we're all focused on making enough money. And then at the same time, they're diverting our attention by having us focus on celebrities, which is a big waste of time, and trying to be like celebrities. You know, so that everyone wants to have, Christian Louboutins on their feet instead of speaking up about the government and what's going on. So don't let yourself be diverted and deluded through drugs, alcohol, shopping, or worried about the money. That's just an artificially orchestrated thing to have you look over here, look over there, instead of what's really important, that's meditating and listening to your own angels.
Wow, that's
your higher self.
Some truth. I think we might be just too smart as a society to let that happen with the control and the power. I mean, if enough people are aware of it, I know that we as people, as the power of people, can override those few hundred that might be in control. It's
exactly.
A very interesting conversation, and I think it's reached a critical mass at this point of people understanding and being aware of that, which is very cool. All right.
It's very cool. It's about us individually doing this, though. If everyone would detox, just even for a month, get off of drugs, get off of alcohol, get off of heavy processed foods for even a month, you'll hear the truth. Everyone can hear what I'm hearing. And you'll also hear what steps to take. Because people are always asking me, what's my life purpose? What should I do? And I can do readings, but I can only do so many readings. But everyone can do their own reading if they would just detox. They'll hear it, and then they'll hear what step to take next, and then they'll have plenty of money, they'll have plenty of resources, they'll have plenty of health and happiness. Everything you want will come to you if you'll just detox and listen and act on that guidance.
Great. Okay. All right. Going to the next caller here is Margot in Los Angeles. Margot, do you have a question or a comment for Doreen Virtue?
Yeah. Hi there. Hi, Doreen. Look, I'm a little concerned about some of the things that you've been saying on air. I'm wondering where your foundation is for a lot of things, such as you're saying that it seems a little presumptuous what you're saying, that you would know what any other life form in the universe might be feeling about our planet, or even that there might be some sort of planet that's being blocked out by the government, some type of conspiracy on Google Earth. And I'm just wondering, where is your scientific evidence for all of this? Because as far as I know, we can't read each other's minds here. And we have yet to meet anybody from outside of this planet. Not to say that there is not the existence of life forms out there, but why?
I do appreciate your perspective, Margot. I do appreciate you bringing in that perspective.
I do too, because I never meet anyone who says this. So it's nice to meet you, because I've never, ever met anyone who said something like you did. You're right. This is my opinion, and I'm not here to convince or convert anyone to this, but I am here to start a conversation, and what I would do is encourage you to do some research, Margot. If you look into consciousness studies or any of the research done at the University of Virginia, you'll find that there is so much scientific research on mind-to-mind communication, how thought affects machines.
As far as, you know, science is concerned and what we've been doing, you know, with the Kepler mission, with the SETI Institute, and so we've yet to find life outside of our planet. So it just seems presumptuous that we think that this actually exists, that there are these life forms that are even concerned with us. We haven't been broadcasting long enough our own, you know, presence in the universe.
Interesting. Okay, keep going. Doreen, you were mentioning.
Some of the life forms are not carbon-based. I mean, one of the big lies is that there can't be life on other planets because there's no water or oxygen. That's an ethnocentric viewpoint that all other life forms would be like a human body. Human body's perfect for Earth, but wouldn't be perfect for other planets. There are life forms on other planets that don't have a body that requires water or oxygen. And some of them have etheric bodies, some of them have different body forms than we do. And they've been coming here forever, and there is a cover-up. And the cover-up is because, partly because they don't want us to be afraid, but partly because they have technology that would take the profit out of the hand of a select few who are profiting on ruining our planet. And if you don't believe me, it's okay. I'm not here to have you believe me, but you could Google this, or you could look at Dr. Stephen Greer's site where he has videotaped thousands of people in the military and government who are risking their lives by saying that they have documents, and Dr. Stephen Greer has the documents, about other life forms who are coming in a benevolent way, and there's a giant cover-up. And the next cover-up that will happen is they will pretend that we're having a war against ETs to justify financing outer space weapons, because they make money off of weapons on Earth. And the next thing is they're going to make money off of the outer space weapons.
Well, it's interesting. I've really not had this type of show before on The Aware Show. I know that you have this conversation on Coast to Coast a lot, and what you and I speak about usually on The Aware Show is helping people manifesting and dreams and communication with angels and stuff. It's interesting that we've gone this route, Doreen. I mean, I've known you for over a decade. We've never had this conversation on The Aware Show, have we?
Well, I have this conversation with people who are open to hearing it, so obviously it's time for your listeners to be open to hearing this.
No such thing as accidents. I'd like social proof here to see how this is landing for you. I love bringing out both sides and all perspectives and seeing where the listeners are with all of this. So someone's actually asking about the Ascended Masters. So actually, yeah. I had that question earlier today too. Thank you, Barbara, for asking. Here, hang on one second. Barbara, have you asked the question directly? Hi.
Okay.
Hi, Barbara.
Hello.
Hello, you're on between.
Barbara.
Oh, it's so good to hear you. It's just exactly what I needed to hear right now. And thank you for taking my call. I'm wondering if you've heard of the Ascended Master Lantos, who's working with the Seraph Angels to bring the Atlantean energy back into our planet. And he's also working with healing tools that people can get to heal physical conditions. I wonder if you've heard of that.
Okay.
I work with the Atlantean energy, and my main guide from there is Hermes Trismegistus, also known as Mercury and Merlin, and I've written about this in many, many of my books. I agree with you that the technology we had in Atlantis was not only about the high level of energy we worked with, physical energy. You know, we had transportation that far exceeded our transportation modes right now. And so I'm glad to hear that you're working with us, too. It comes through different forms, Lantos, Hermes, Isis, et cetera. And, and anyone can tap into it. It's the beautiful thing. And we can all empower ourselves personally and globally.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much for your call. Actually, someone was asking earlier, thanks, Barbara, about the manifesting angels and energy or the art of manifesting, or how would something, because as you'd spoken about earlier, there's a scarcity conversation happening. How do we change that conversation into and using the conversation to help us produce better results in our lives?
Well, that's a good Very good question, and it really is a time of empowering ourselves as individuals. As I travel around the world, I meet so many light workers who have beautiful minds and purposes, but they are procrastinating them because they're waiting for some authority figure to tap them on the shoulder and say, okay, go. You have permission to do this. You won't fail. Everything will work out. And so I've had to kind of do that for people because they're supposed to do it for themselves, but I think the way that the educational system is built, you know, we give away our power so much. We just learn to do that very young. So let me just empower every one of your listeners. If you have a dream, if you believe there's an issue that someone should do something about, you are that someone. And one of the ways to manifest, whether it's more money for yourself or a better job or more confidence, is to get your physical energy up. And the way you do that is by taking really, really good care of your body, exercise, daily on a moderate basis, get out there and walk, get on a bicycle with your kids, get some fresh air, and also to eat very, very healthfully. Eat locally as much as you can, grow your own food or buy from farmers markets. Whole Foods very often has locally grown organic produce. It makes such a huge difference in your energy level when you detox your body, and the higher your energy is, the faster you manifest. People are telling me that they feel stuck, that they're praying, visualizing, affirming, nothing's happening, are very often people who've got low, low, low energy because they're not taking good care of their bodies.
Mm-hmm. It's easier to move faster if you're lighter in frequency. Yeah,
it's
definitely interesting. So far, the callers that are calling in are believers. They're really they're being so supportive. It's wonderful. Let's see here. Someone has been waiting on the phone for a little while here. I think it's Babette from Hancock Park. Babette, hey, do you have a question for Doreen Virtue? Hi, Babette.
I have a friend who's been in conscious media, and he's been going through a really hard time, and he was very positive and uplifting towards everybody, and all of a sudden he's gotten very, very negative and very pessimistic, and I'm just wondering if it's just a shift in the energies that's all happening right now, or if it's just the fact that, you know, he's just, you know, been unhappy and depressed.
Well, what they're showing me about your friend is very much on par with what's happening to many people. It's the increased sensitivity. And the sensitivity means that you absorb the world's energies, you absorb other people's energies, you get affected by it. And also, your body changes with what it used to be able to eat. When I tune into your friend, I get a lot of wheat issues.
He's eating a lot of wheat.
Yeah. They're showing me that wheat is pulling him down. And part of it is the GMO effect, and part of it is just that wheat spikes the blood sugar and insulin and makes you have a roller coaster of energy. You know, it's like sugar. It makes you go up and then down, crash, and then high. And it's kind of like a manic depressive effect on him. So if there's any way you could get him on rice flour, the gluten-free diet is fantastic for sensitive people. It's so easy to be gluten-free right now because there's great products out there. I love Amy's, that brand Amy's you can buy in the freezer section of Whole Foods and other health food stores.
Yeah.
There's gluten-free everything now, gluten-free cookies, pizza, you know, you name it. And to me, it tastes better than wheat.
I know, it tastes
much better.
Wheat tastes like cardboard to me now. Okay, never mind. Let's go on to the phones. Thank you for your phone call. Andrew in Hollywood. Hey, Andrew, how are you?
Hey, Lisa, doing great. Hey, Doreen, love you both. Two quick questions, and thank you, Doreen, for the message. We need this now. First question, how do we deal with family members who are very negative, you know, that we have to keep in our lives, we can't cut out of our lives? And my second question for the skeptics out there, if there are light beings who are so more advanced than us and more intelligent than us, why don't they take over the Earth and restore our Earth? Do we need to be going through what we're going through for a higher purpose? Thank you both much.
You're welcome. Well, if you're dealing with negative people, you've got to shield yourself energetically. And I have got the message from the angels that we have to spend as little time as possible with those who are negative, and then take excellent care of our energy in the time that we do. Shielding can be as simple as carrying a stone or a crystal on you. This is what we did in Atlantis when we needed to shield ourselves. So obsidian is my favorite for shielding. Also, amethyst, the purple stone. And you can stick it in your pocket or carry it on a pendant around your neck. And then clearing yourself, the best way to clear yourself is get outside in nature and bring nature indoors. So have potted plants next to you where you're sleeping. They clear not only the carbon monoxide, but they clear negative energy as you're sleeping. And in terms of the second question, I absolutely agree with you. I wish they would come down. I mean, if you don't believe in ETs, you believe in the second coming of Jesus. Whatever it is, please, please come down and help us. Part of it is our free will. They are respecting our free will choices. We have to ask for help before they're allowed to. If enough of us ask for help, they are allowed to help us.
Interesting. Well, thank you very much for your call and for everybody's calls. They've been really, really great calls. A good show, Doreen, in terms of representing both sides.
You know, it's part of it's because there's so much fear about 2012 and the Mother Earth right now. And so I'm here to bring through information that's love-based that will really help. And I'm here to say that we're being watched over, and we're being watched over by benevolent beings who will make sure that our earth continues on and who will help us if we'll just listen.
You should see these figures that I've been drawing. I've been doodling throughout the show with these geometric figures, and they've just been freehanding these things. They're all around my paper.
That's the energy, the Merkaba energy, the Tree of Life energy. Yep, it's the structure of the physical universe.
Interesting.
And you're healing it by drawing the geometrical figures.
I've got them all over the thing in front of me. It's interesting. So, okay, so thanks. This has been a fun show.
Thank you, Lisa. I love you lots, and I love all of your listeners. And the angels say, enjoy this moment no matter what's going on around you, because your purpose is to vibrate at that high level of happiness.
All right. Well, thank you so much again. And all right.
Lots of love.
Lots of love to you, too. And thank you to my listeners. Thank you so much for your active participation in today's show and for your opinions and your thoughts. I loved your calls. And, oh, gosh, I have also a little announcement to make. I do have a CD series coming out with Wayne Dyer, which is really super exciting as well. And Wayne Dyer and I produced a CD series that's coming out October 18th, and that's really exciting too. So it's a series, it's a 7-CD series, and it's available through Hay House. So it's very exciting and something that we've been working on for a while, and it's the first product that I've ever had come out, which is really great. So listen for that. That's coming out October 18th. All sorts of things coming up. So stick with us. And until next time, I invite you to stay aware.